Snow Patrol before that, as introduced by Corey Haim.
What up, what up?
Right, we're going to play those four. Ashley Nicol, who sent me a little JPEG of Corey in the bath. In the Lost Boys, don't worry. And also for loads of people texting in who just had posters of you everywhere. Claire Morgan says, come on, what about a Lost Boys 2?
Thinking about it, Claire, we're thinking about it. We just don't want to go and ruin a perfectly good movie.
But you don't want to make a bad one. You don't want to make a bad sequel. How many sequels are bad? Most of them.
Most, except like Lord of the Rings 2 and 3. You know what I mean? Yeah. Trilogies, Matrix 2 and 3 were all right. Home Alone 2 I thought was...
The first half an hour of Airplane 2 is brilliant. The rest of it's
it was great, yeah. You know, I'm thinking about doing maybe like License to Fly. Like a sequel to that, except Heather Graham's pregnant this time.
Well, License to Drive, loads of people have texted in about. And various films that you've been in and stuff. But we also get a lot of random questions, so we're just going to fire through some now, okay?
Sure.
Is Corey still a vegetarian? I gave up meat 17 years ago after reading in Jackie magazine that he was veggie. That comes from Gillian in Dundee.
Gillian, sorry, sweetheart, this Feldman, my partner.
Oh, was it?
It is, still.
So you've been a meat eater all your life?
All my life, all right. Mad dog!
You shattered her illusions. Sally's in the A49 driving to Liverpool.
Cool.
And she had a cardboard cutout of Prayer of the Roller Boys, of a picture of you from that film.
You're awesome. Thanks, sweetheart. Be careful driving. Look straight ahead and just go about 70.
Now, outside of Lost Boys, is that the film that most people ask you about? Or what do you get most questions about?
It depends for me where I'm, you know, Canada or LA. It's like the three L's. Lucas, Lost Boys, License to Drive. That's what I usually get. Or Silver Bullet or... You know, Dream a Little Dream 1, or Prayer for the Roller Boys. Yeah, that's the cult. Lost Boys is the one, though, yeah.
But loads of people are sending questions connected to being a child star, because it's always a precarious situation to be in. It's always hard to have that thrust on you and be a young teenager living in L.A.
It is.
What would you say, you know, the pros and the cons of your life as this massive, world-famous child star?
It's cool, man. I gotta tell you, though, the one weird thing is, like, you know, 20 years ago I did Lost Boys, so when these people came to the show, for instance, like, oh, right, you just look different. Really, I look different. Well, my bones grew. I mean, I'm like 20 years, like, aged. I mean, what do you want, you know? So I'd love to look like that forever, but not really. You know, it's just that's the weird, you know, con of it all, I guess. But the pros is just like, are you guys doing Lost Boys 2? Anyway, just to finish that question, there's a couple scripts out for Lost Girls.
Wow.
Yeah, so hopefully...
You can't be in that, though. That's the problem.
Why not, dude? Help a brother out. Come on.
But would it be quite good if... I reckon this is what we should do for Lost Boys 2, right? Let's have a wee script meeting here.
Right.
I think you should now be the head vampire. What happened was, after Lost Boys 1, you killed all the vampires off, but actually, when you were killing the vampires in your house...
Little blood getting in the scratch or cut
when
I
you,
got.
When you screamed, do you remember when you screamed? Blood went in your mouth.
Okay.
And you then became the head vampire.
Wait, how did I scream again?
And what happened was, blood went in your mouth, right?
Right, right.
And you're now the head vampire. And all these girls are your vampire.
That's a great show for you to be to catch.
I like it, man. Why not?
Wait, talking to girls, now obviously, you know, private life, whatever. But I was reading you had quite a famous ex-girlfriend.
A few of them, I think. A few of them. I don't know.
But like, the most famous in Britain, I suppose, is got to be Victoria... Well, at the time it would have been Adams, wouldn't it?
Isn't she like Princess Elizabeth something?
I think she's something like that. No,
I
think she's third in line now.
Oh, right, just third,
yeah,
right?
Third, yeah, she's not. But what was, so that was interesting. That must have been an interesting. Who would have known she would have gone on to be the most famous couple?
I don't, if that's what they are, man, I'm upset for Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. But, you know, or Brad and Angela. But Angelina, man, she was, I knew her before they were actually contracted and spiced out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they still had girl power, I guess, and all they were ranting on and raving about. But, good people.
That's all I wanted to know.
I mean, look, the things we're doing, man, we're doing right. So, you know.
But it's got to be good. Right, loads of people are saying that they've named fish after you. You and Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
Helen and Dumfries, just one person that named fish after you. What's the most bizarre story you've heard from a fan?
Most bizarre story I've heard from a fan, huh?
Yeah.
Whew. Are we on, like, our children listening?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, watch those ones.
Wow, really, really weird. I had a waterbed and I had your poster under my sheets, and when my mom would leave, I'd blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. You know, on the waterbed. That's weird. That's
the weird bed. Stuff like that, or, you know, hey, hi, how you doing? My husband's in love with you. You know, here he is. Nice to meet you, sir. Gotta go back. You know, yeah, just not my bag, baby.
But yeah, we play a bit of Jamelia, and then we've got a girl who just was such a big fan, and she's been texting in all day. We'll get her on to say hello.
Let's talk to her.
All right, brilliant.
All right, man.
Bit of Jamelia, see it in a boy's eye. I've also got here, Corey.
Yo.
The soundtrack to The Lost Boys.
Cry, little sister.
Thanks, man. We've got to be playing a track off this.
Wicked, absolutely. Yeah. Sisters of Mercy.